This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
The state drink of Indiana is, you ready for this?
Yes.
Water. That's like saying the state thing to breathe is air.
And Chad P.
In Kentucky.
Yeah, not Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow, you didn't even have the state right.
No, I had the whole thing wrong.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and you are in the midst of a long run of songs about the United States. Chad and I are driving around the good old US of A in our Chevrolet, now owned by the government. Here's the concept. Way back when, a friend and I, when I was still doing radio professionally in Utica, New York, we decided to stop at a Denny's, and we were given the children's placemats. And on the children's placemats were the United States. Learn your capitals. And he and I sat there, and we tried to come up with a song for each one of these United States. Here are the rules of the game. Try to come up with a song that has the state name in the title for all 50 of the states. Now, this is show number 3. If you have not heard show number 1 and number 2, jump on the website. Chad, what's the website?
KSLU.org. There is a Rock School chalkboard on the right-hand side, and there's a link on the Rock School page that says Episodes. Click on the Episodes page, and there they are, State Songs 1 and Dose.
Right. We are in State Songs number 3, and the concept is that Chad and I are driving around the U.S. of A. in our good old Chevrolet, now owned by the United States government, and we have completed all the way up through Ohio, where I lived.
Yeah, we spent the night in
from.
Ohio last night.
Nice people. Ugh. Oh, yeah, we had a couple Verners. And we are leaving Ohio and moving in to Michigan.
Michigan!
Here are the states that you have to worry about if you're trying to pick out songs yourself. Michigan is next, Indiana, Kentucky, and Illinois. Not Illinois.
No.
Illinois. So Michigan.
Detroit, Rock
Michigan?
City.
That's right. This is where you actually get Verners. The white pine is the tree. The apple blossom is the flower. The cardinal is the bird. And the state animal is the wolverine. Be careful. Those metal things come out the front of his hand.
Been watching X-Men?
From Stadium Arcadium, the Red Hot Chili Peppers have a great song called Especially in Michigan.
Cool.
On Rock School.
I really like it, especially in Michigan.
Leaving the state of Michigan,
yeah,
moving
let's get
along.
Away from 8 Mile, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Moving into Indiana. Indiana Wants Me, ladies and gentlemen, from R. Dean Taylor. Now, we have been making fun of how many states have the state drink of milk.
Yeah, we have.
Now, at least the state drink of milk is a choice. You went ahead and you said, oh, let's pick a state drink. We got cows everywhere, so milk. The state drink of Indiana is, you ready for this?
Yes.
Water. That's not a choice. Look, that's not a choice. I mean, that's like saying the state thing to breathe is air. I mean, that's, I'm going to breathe something else like smoke. No, you got to pick something else. I'm going to contact the people of Indiana and say,
wow,
do something about
really
this.
Really upset over this.
And while I'm doing this, you listen to R. Dean Taylor. Our song for Indiana, Indiana Wants Me. Rock School.
Thank you.
don't mess around in Indiana,
good job. Yeah, you got it in the middle of a crossfire in Indiana.
But I can't go
riding
back
around yet. With criminals.
That's right. Indiana moves us along to Kentucky, in case you're wondering. Kentucky will be followed by Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas, moving back down into the south. Kentucky, you know, when I hear about a state that has a whole lot of, like, their own song, their own dance, their own what have you, I think to myself, was there not a lot to do that year? So people just brought stuff forward. The official drink of Kentucky is...
Milk.
The official bluegrass song, Blue Moon of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The official dance is clogging.
Make
all the fun you want of cloggers, but have you ever actually watched people clog?
Yes, I have.
These people could run marathons if they wanted
to. Very athletic.
And the official instrument is the Appalachian dulcimer.
It would be the banjo.
No, it's the Appalachian dulcimer. Or the hammer dulcimer, which actually sound real pretty. 15th state of the union, Kentucky. Kentucky. Where did the name Kentucky come from?
Mm.
It first meant Kentucky, the good earth. Oh, come on. You don't remember the Wayne and Garth thing?
Oh, I thought that was Milwaukee.
It was Milwaukee, wasn't it? That's why you didn't remember it. We move along to the Book of the Taliesin from 1970. Deep Purple gives us the song, Kentucky Woman, Rock School.
A little Deep Purple action right there as we're in the van going down by the river in Kentucky.
Yeah, not Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow, you didn't even have the state right.
No, I had the whole thing wrong.
I knew it was a matter of time. Being cooped up in this van before one of us went to cursing.
I knew I had the best joke of the hour, and I had to mess the whole thing up.
You're looking at me like I'm the fool.
Yeah, I'm like, why aren't you coming along with the joke?
Because you're not doing it right.
Oh, it's Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's right. We're moving along to Illinois. In case you're wondering, the next states are Missouri and then Arkansas. Illinois has a state pig.
What?
Yeah, the Duroc. D-U-R-O-C. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced.
There are different variations of pigs.
I'm not big into pig. I'm really not. It may be said some other way, but me and pigs, I haven't spent a whole lot of time around them except for those packages where you turn them over to see how much fat is on the bacon before you take it home and cook it. Illinois, from Souvenirs in 1974, our song for Illinois is Illinois, Dan Fogelberg, Rock School. Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're on
very
cruise
calm.
Control right here through Illinois.
That's right. You're in a fog.
That's
W-F-O-G.
Right.
Yeah. Grand Funk Railroad, you know the song We're an American Band where they say Sweet Sweet Connie was doing her act?
Yes.
Sweet Sweet Connie, the groupie, said that Dan Fogelberg was one of her favorites.
Ooh.
We are into Missouri. I didn't find a song for Missouri.
Well, you can find one after we come back from break.
Well, we'll take one break here and come back. But I could not find a song that had Missouri in the title.
Oh, so let me guess. We're bending our own rules now.
Yeah,
huh?
We have to.
Oh,
there's
it's
a
my
couple
game.
Times.
I can do it.
That's right, because I want to win, or I'll take my radio show and go home. Hi, KLSU out there on the campus of Louisiana State University.
Hi, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. I want to go back to Louisiana, man.
Well, we're going to get close. Arkansas is immediately following Missouri, and you can wave at everybody as we go by. Back in a minute, Rock School.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
And maybe we could drive around in the Ghostbusters mobile.
Ecto One.
We are moving around the United States, these 50 wonderful states that make up this country in which we live, and we are playing one song for each one of those 50 states, and we are in Missouri. The next one's coming up, Arkansas, Texas, and then, as I move my paper, Oklahoma.
You really couldn't find a song for Missouri?
Missouri. No, not with Missouri in the title.
That's odd. I really would have thought there would have been one.
St. Louis, like crazy.
Of course.
You know, but
all right, so what are we doing?
Route 66.
Oh, go to San Louis.
That's right. Goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri.
Okay, there you
right.
go.
Oklahoma City, looking mighty pretty.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there is no drink in Missouri, no state drink. However, there is a state instrument, the fiddle. And it made it very clear that it was not the violin.
No.
It was the fiddle.
Hmm.
So representing the Missouri Show Me State, Route 66, and it's the original. I found it specifically, 1946, Nat King Cole,
oh, good.
Rock School.
If you ever plan to mow the west 6,
did you hear Nat King Cole clear his throat?
Yeah, sure did.
Why? You'd think they wouldn't have left that on there.
I know, man. Somebody's getting fired.
Welcome to the bottom of the hour, and we're punch drunk.
I got to tell you this. I'm so glad that you found the original version of that song.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's good covers of it. John Mayer did a great one for the Cars movie, but the original...
Oh, it's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
A great version of it also is on the original Brian Setzer Orchestra LP.
Oh,
did a wonderful version.
Also.
We are taking a trip around the United States, trying to play one song for each of the United States. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
7 days and 70 seconds where we tell you something that happened on this date in music history, the 20th of July through the 26th of July, Monday through Sunday. Chad, Monday.
Monday, July 20th in 1940. Billboard magazine publishes its first list of best-selling singles.
July 21st, 1990, Roger Waters, stages a production of The Wall at Potsdamer Platz in Berlin, Germany. Sinead O'Connor, Brian Adams, Phil Collins, and Cyndi Lauper all take part in the benefit.
Wednesday, July 22nd in 1972, the Bobby Darin Amusement Company premiered on CBS television.
July 23rd, 1968, the Jackson 5 audition at Motown's Detroit headquarters for a number of label executives. Berry Gordy, however, is not present. He signs them, though, after viewing the audition tape.
July 24th in 1987, La Bamba, the movie biography of Ritchie Valens opened. Great, great picture.
Yeah, one of your favorites.
Yep.
July 25th, 1965, Bob Dylan goes electric at the Newport Folk Festival. And then on the 26th, back in 2000, a U.S. federal judge issues a preliminary injunction against Napster Incorporated. And that's 7 days in 70 seconds. The closest we're going to get back to Louisiana, he and I in our jalopy.
Arkansas.
By the way, it has nothing to do with Kansas.
I know. I just people, like the way Les Miles said it.
Yeah, I know. The early French explorers apparently gave it its name. They think, historians think it's a phonetic spelling for the French word for downriver.
Mm. Okay.
Again, official state instrument, fiddle. The pine's the tree. The apple blossom is the flower. The mockingbird is the bird. And guess what the drink is?
Milk.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this also. It's not Arkansas.
No.
It does not end with an L.
However, I was hoping to find a local to have done a song about Arkansas, but I grabbed a guy from the New York, New Jersey area.
Oh, really?
From Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, from 1973, Mary, Queen of Arkansas. Springsteen, Rock School.
Servants have been seen.
Bruce Springsteen, yeah, Mary Queen of Arkansas. Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Leaving Arkansas and just dipping down into the great Republic of Texas.
Texas!
The Mockingbird. By the way, Texas?
Yeah?
Easily the state with the most songs to pick from. You
oh,
would
I
think
bet.
It'd be California.
Mm.
Texas. And you immediately said...
God bless Texas.
That's not the one I picked. I think mine's a little better. Mockingbird, bluebonnet is the flower. Pecan tree. No drink.
No drink?
How can Texas not have a drink?
There's
none
so
of
many
them are
to
beer.
Choose from.
I thought beer would have been one of the state's drinks. No. Hmm. Official dance, Texas two-step, Jim Bowie, Davy Crockett's, you know, Lone Star State, all kinds of stuff. Texas is a Spanish name which comes from an Indian word meaning friends or allies. I chose, you ready for this?
Yes.
Texas Flood, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I'll take it.
Is that a good one?
Yes.
For the great state of Texas, let's have a flood. Rock School. Very nice.
What in the world was I thinking? God bless Texas.
Oh, that's about a tune.
Country show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely love it. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood for the great state of Texas. We got to take a break. Here are the states we're going to be visiting after we get back. Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa. Getting into those big squared off states. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Also, catch us on iTunes. I've been writing back to people who are writing to us over iTunes. Mm-hmm. And one guy went, oh, you wrote me back. Yeah, I mean, we're not automatrons or anything. Well, he is over
I
there.
I am not.
And now, automatron, press the button.
I got your automatron right
back.
Here. Hey, go ahead and get cute.
Do you know why people in Oklahoma are constantly kissing each other?
No.
The state flower is mistletoe.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Guess what the state drink is?
Milk.
This is the second state we've run into that has a state rock song. It's Do You Realize by the Flaming Lips.
Do you realize?
I used to. Hmm. Do you know why they're called Sooners in Oklahoma?
No.
Because apparently when the land was officially opened for settlement, people who lived in Oklahoma were already sitting there.
Oh.
Apparently people ran in and said, I'd like this land. I'm sorry, I'm already here. You were here sooner than me. Say, that's a good name.
Look at that. You've got something going there.
For the great state of Oklahoma, we will use the song If You're Ever in Oklahoma by J.J. Cale. Rock School. J.J. Cale, Rock School. If you're ever in Oklahoma,
if you're ever there,
Kansas is next. Nebraska. I lived in Oklahoma. My first full-time radio gig after college was in Oklahoma. Yeah, Sulphur, Oklahoma, to be exact. I could get into Oklahoma City in about 40 minutes. Nice, nice city.
Random Oklahoma fact.
Okay.
That's actually not really, well, it's about Oklahoma, but, and you probably won't care.
Shoot.
Any independent wrestling organization that has a Native American wrestler, all you have to do is hail them from Broken, insert word here, Oklahoma, and it will make perfect sense.
Oh, okay.
Broken Wagon, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Doesn't matter what you say. Broken Table, Oklahoma.
Just as here in Louisiana, you can go along the side of the road and there is shrimp and such.
Yes.
It was always tamales in Oklahoma.
I love tamales.
I lived on tamales in Oklahoma because I was making no money. I was a first, real radio gig guy, and they paid you in, stones by the side of the road. here's your stones in a bag, and all I could afford was tamales.
Yep.
And they were like 50 cents for two, and I ate them like nobody's business. Absolutely loved it.
Good stuff.
Kansas. Beatles. We're going to play a Beatles song.
Oh, cool.
For Kansas. By the way, no state drink in Kansas, but there is an official state toy, the Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh, okay.
I knew I liked Kansas for a reason. These are the Beatles with Kansas City. In case you're wondering who the singer is, it's Tony Sheridan. This is an early, early Beatles song. Yes, Rock School.
Going down to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Whoa, I mean Kansas, Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I heard they got some crazy little babies.
The Beatles, honest to goodness. The guy out front is Tony Sheridan. As a matter of fact, only two people Tony Sheridan and Billy Preston have been on Beatles albums and given a credit other than the Fab Four.
I tell you what, it would not surprise me if we got a little bit of feedback from some people that tried to call a bluff. We actually have one of our student workers here for KSLU sitting in the studio as we're recording this, and he turned around when we turned these microphones off and said, "That's not the Beatles."
Yes, it is. It really is. Look it up. It's back from 1964. We move along to Nebraska, and after Nebraska will be Iowa.
The Cornhuskers. Why in the world would you want to be a Cornhusker?
Well, because when Nebraska, hugely known for corn, obviously, before the advent of the machines that would take all of the corn husk off, you had to do it by hand. And thus, you had people who grew the corn and people who harvested the corn, and then you had people that husked the corn.
No offense to anyone from Nebraska, but just it just seems like such a crazy title, you know?
Yeah, well, there were people that had the job, and the people that did it had extremely strong arms because they, you know, husked the corn.
Cool.
Guess what they drink in Nebraska?
Milk.
Actually, no.
What?
This is why you like people in Nebraska.
You set me up.
Kool-Aid.
Oh, Kool-Aid. I take back everything I said about Nebraska.
It doesn't say anything about the flavor, but if I had a choice, I'm a grape Kool-Aid guy. And there's something about serving Kool-Aid with your thumb in it. Where you grab the glass
and with your thumb over it.
From 1982, I'm going back to the Bruce Springsteen well. Nebraska. For Nebraska. On the Nebraska Show. With Nebraska. Rock School. Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska.
Bruce Springsteen. Brings us to the state we're going to stay in, Iowa.
All right, I'll take it back. I'll go back to Ohio now.
You're going back to Ohio?
Sure.
I don't know anybody in Iowa, so we're going to have to find a nice hotel for the night as we move across these United States. Chad tells me I got to hurry up and get out because we're running out of time.
We are.
I'm sorry, no official drink in Ohio or in Iowa, which seems odd because you would think there would be cows in Iowa, which would be milk. The official instrument of the state? Trombone. The oak, the rose, and the goldfinch, for those of you who are keeping track. We finish up Iowa with a woman named Dar Williams. She had a song called Iowa Traveling Through. Enjoy it. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And we will be back next week with our fourth Trying to Get Through the United States. Class is dismissed.
I've never had a way with women, but the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could.